Alrighty, my name is Charles Barrett. I'm going to talk to you today about nitrogen uptake, use efficiency, and yield in plastic culture grown cabbage. Basically, here in Florida, cabbage production is dominated by seepage irrigation, in which we use furrows and bare ground production to raise the water table to the crop, and I'll show you some pictures of that. And our growers average about 1,500 boxes per hectare. And we're trying to increase that with plastic culture production. So on the left hand side of the screen, top and bottom, you can see some pictures of seepage irrigation, and maybe I'm a little biased towards plastic culture, and that's why my pictures of plastic culture are bigger, but they're planting about 48,400 plants per hectare. We're bumping that up to about 77,500 plants per hectare, so it's a considerable increase in plant population. With the hope to increase yields by having more plants. More plants equals more heads in cabbage. It's not like tomatoes or something like that. So this study was conducted in the 2012-2013 planting season. We planted in on November 14th. We used a split plot design with randomized complete blocks, our main plot factor being irrigation, and our subplot being nitrogen rate. Our beds are a meter and a half wide, which is pretty wide for standard plastic culture production, and we use two drip tapes, and we have a 2 meter bed spacing between the beds. We have 4 plant rows, and the plants have an in-row spacing of 25 centimeters between plants, and then we measure biomass and nitrogen uptake with TKN bi-weekly throughout the growing season. A little bit more to explain about the irrigation that we did. We had a fixed timer to go off 3 times a day to irrigate the crop. It was based on evapotranspiration. And we also had a fixed timer with a soil moisture sensor hooked up to it that would bypass irrigation events when the soil moisture was above our threshold. We set our threshold at 12% volumetric water content, and that's about the field capacity of where we're at. We're a real sandy soil. And so what this picture shows is it's reading, the soil moisture sensor is reading 25.6 as a volumetric water content, and watering's being suspended, so it's working the way it's supposed to work. For nitrogen, we based our nitrogen rates off of our IFAS recommendation for the vegetable production manual. We applied 25 kilograms of nitrogen pre-plant, and then for establishment of the crop, we injected 20 kilograms per hectare to the plants through the drip irrigation. And so that's our lowest rate, is 45 kilograms per hectare. We looked at 98, 147, 196, and 294 kilograms per hectare as well. So it's scaling up. If you notice, we only have one nitrogen rate that's above the recommended rate, which so we were looking at with drip irrigation. Can we reduce maybe the nitrogen rate if we're getting growers to switch over to plastic culture? Maybe they can reduce the nitrogen rate because we're supplying it to the crop more efficiently. We also applied all of our phosphorus pre-plant and a good portion, almost all of our potassium pre-plant too, which in turn we think, I'll talk about that with the results, but it may have come back to bite us in the end, where our yields were kind of not where we wanted them to be, but I'll talk about that more. And with 12 fertigation events throughout the growing season, so it's too many fertigation events is what we ended up, and I'll talk about that too, but it's for a grower to adopt this practice, you're going to want to try and reduce that the number of fertigation events, because it's more management. Every time you have to fertigate, it's more work for a grower. We measured nitrogen use efficiency. This is how we calculated it. We measured the nitrogen uptake through our tissue analysis using TKN, and we divide that by the initial soil nitrogen, which where we're at is basically nothing, plus what we applied. So that's how we calculated our nitrogen use efficiency for the crop. And here's where the rubber meets the road. We have our, on the y-axis, we have our megagrams per hectare yield, and our nitrogen rates across the bottom. And it's a clear trend. When you increase your nitrogen, you're increasing not only your marketable yield, but your total yield. However, that gap between total yield and marketable yield is alarming. And what we learned about the cabbage crop is by applying all that potassium up front, potassium for a cabbage plant helps wrap the head up and make a tight head for a cabbage. So what we had were a ton of really small heads. And what we have modified our strategy for cabbage production is to increase that nitrogen rate up front and to keep the two balanced. Nitrogen and potassium need to be balanced for good head formation, so you don't get a bunch of small heads. And so that's our goal, is to try and get our yields up. That red line represents the grower average for the bare ground production, which is it's low. If you look at our total yields, our potential could be much higher. We achieved a higher yield for our 295 rate, but we, for all those extra plants, if they're doing 48,400 plants and we're doing 77,500 plants, we need to get much more yields, a much higher yield increase than that. So that goes back to the changing the strategy for the fertigation. Here we see the top three nitrogen rates gave us similar biomass. So your plant's not getting any bigger, but you're just not making any heads out of it. So again, we need to get that right with our fertilization program. But we did see some good nitrogen use efficiencies in our lower nitrogen rates. It just shows that you can do more with less, but you gotta get your timing and your application of your fertilizer right to do that. In conclusion, I didn't talk much about the soil moisture, the two irrigation treatments, because there was no differences between the two. It was a dry year, and so what we saw was with our soil moisture sensor set at field capacity and us only irrigating to our evapotranspiration, we did a really good job of controlling moisture in the field with a soil moisture sensor. So the implication for that is for a grower, they can maybe set it and forget it type deal. If it rains, then you're going to have an increase in your soil moisture, and your soil moisture sensor is going to bypass those irrigation events if you have adequate soil moisture. So that's a good tool. Increasing the nitrogen rate decreases your nitrogen use efficiency. This is pretty standard information. Biomass, we had an increase in biomass with nitrogen rate. However, our top three nitrogen rates didn't significantly differ in their biomass accumulation. So what's going on there? Manage your nitrogen with your potassium in balance. You get better yields because you actually form heads instead of having a bunch of tight little small ones that are always the same. And there again, same thing for total and marketable yield. Make sure you got that balance and fewer fertilization events. And we've noticed this with the fewer fertilization events. It seems to me each time you irrigate or you fertigate, you're diluting that fertilizer. So if you can do it in fewer events, you can keep that nitrogen in the root zone longer. So maybe I went a little bit quick. I'd like to acknowledge the FDAC Specialty Crop Block Grant for our funding. Everybody that helped make the research possible, my committee members for their valuable input. And with that, I can take some questions if we still have some time.
Thank you, Chad. So we still have some time to give for questions.
Okay.
Charles, what percent yield increase do you need to pay for the extra input?
We're working on the economics of that. We're thinking we'll have those numbers available after this season. We've done some work with a grower. He's really helping us out with where those numbers really need to be. The numbers that you find reported on the USDA and stuff like that aren't really all that reliable. We have some numbers from our growers saying that we need to get $8 a box to be profitable, and he said he needs to get about 700 boxes to the acre to start making some good. No, just baseline. So we know where we're at. We need to do better. We've had good years and bad years, obviously, and we've gotten up around 1,200 boxes, so that's good. So there's the potentials there. It's just a matter of, when you're trying to do a nitrogen rate study and you're spoon feeding that nitrogen out, we learn you can't do that. It's good for research, but it's not good for the crop. For a grower's never going to do that, so we've modified our strategies with that to try and bump up our yields, and we know we can do it. It's just a matter of getting the right season and hitting the mark with the fertilizer. Any other questions?
So yes, you would reduce the frequencies, you said, of those fertigators?
Definitely.
Maybe six or half the number?
Yeah, we've done well with, this past season I did three on the grower farm, because what we did was we did bare ground and plastic side by side, and he did three liquid and knifed it in, and so we injected side by side, and it was perfect. We didn't put anything down pre-plant. We were real big on putting stuff down pre-plant, thinking it needs to be there, but if you have a good watering cart and you can run over the plants with some starter fertilizer and some fungicides, you can really get a good crop without putting anything down under the plastic. So we're still learning. We're modifying the system what helps us out the most is working with the growers. The growers, they got a mind for that, and they can help. They teach us a lot. So, any other questions? No? Good. Thank you.
Thank you again.